Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. You are invited if you want to join us. Number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can bring up anything you want. We're going to go back to your phone calls coming up here also. Bonnie is in the middle of a story from the Mises Institute. It's a pretty libertarian think tank out there. Weighing in on the idea of independence, secession, for the various different states out there that want it. And if you want to stay with the empire, then stay with the empire. But a lot of us are sick and tired of this crap. And now people are starting to take this idea seriously. There's been a movement in Texas for quite some time. There's been a movement in California for quite some time. Until this year, there's been some, you know, rumblings in New Hampshire. But this year, I think New Hampshire's really breaking out of the pack and taking the lead. At least as far as the political process is concerned, there's a constitutional amendment that has been proposed by 9 state representatives, and the maximum who can propose a bill is 10, so almost the maximum, which is nice. And that constitutional amendment is it's working its way through the system right now. It is yet to actually be assigned a bill number, so that's coming. Once we have a bill number, we'll be able to tell you it's CACR X, whatever the bill number is, but we don't know that yet. So it's still the very early part of the process, but people are starting to take secession seriously. It's Ian and Bonnie here. Let's go to your phone calls, though. You can bring up anything. Joe, you're on the line in Maryland. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind, Joe?
Hey, I was calling up to find out what happened because, like, I had an operation that I was in physical rehab for, like, 8 months and 17 days. And
yikes.
I hear, like, Crypto 6 and guys are in jail and... nobody's not around anymore. What happened?
Yeah, well, let me see if I can keep this as brief as possible. March 16th at 6 in the morning, we had our windows in the house busted in. The front door on nobody's side was smashed in with a battering ram attached to a Bearcat. And both sides of this, it's a duplex in which we live and do the show, and both sides were raided by dozens of armed agents from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the ATF, the United States Postal Service, and a handful of other governmental...
Treasury.
Bureaucracies,
IRS.
Yeah, bunch of guys. And they came in and they put handcuffs on everybody in the house, and they arrested me, they arrested nobody, they arrested Aria at her house. It was a coordinated raid of multiple different locations. We've been charged with a bunch of non-crimes, of victimless crimes for so-called Bitcoin-related things, money laundering, wire fraud. And what else? Oh, I've been charged with the kingpin charge of, it's called, let's see, what is it? Continuing Financial Crimes Enterprise, which has a minimum of a 10-year sentence if I'm found guilty of that. And let's see.
When I was handcuffed half naked with some man, bureaucrat, I don't even know what agency he was part of, in my own bedroom, I asked him, why do you guys have a warrant to be doing this? Why are you guys doing this? He said, you'll get a chance to look at the warrant, but basically it's Bitcoin. And I said, Bitcoin's not illegal.
Yeah. Money transmission without a license, I think, is another charge. And then, like, conspiracy to money transmit without a license. So that's, you know, a basic rundown of the charges. I was held in jail for 69 days prior to being granted bail on some very restrictive bail conditions. I'm basically on home confinement. I'm only allowed out of the house with advance permission from my probation officer. I've got a tracking bracelet on my ankle. Our friend Nobody is also out. He spent 6 months behind bars before finally being granted bail. He is told he can leave his house. However, he's not allowed to speak publicly on the radio. He's not allowed to do television interviews. So they've taken away his freedom of speech, and they've taken away all our abilities. Those of us who were charged, Bonnie, you were not charged. You were just handcuffed while they were searching the place. So those of us who were charged were called the Crypto Six, and the website is thecrypto6.com if you want to learn more about it. But those of us who are charged are facing, you know, years behind bars, and there are no victims to these supposed crimes. So that's kind of a rundown for you. Luckily, everybody is out. Only Nobody and I were held for more than the first day. Aria and the rest of the Crypto Six, which includes a grandmother, were actually released the same day. So it was just me and Nobody that were held behind bars for a lengthy period of time.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear about that, because I really enjoyed your station. I missed it so much when I was in the hospital. And
well, thank you. And the show never went away. Bonnie, Captain Kickass, Chris Wade, and a bunch of the other folks, you know, stepped up and took care of things while I was in jail and Nobody was in jail. So, you know, the show never stopped. Free Talk Live continued. I think we were off the air for one day after the feds tore out wires from our studio, which was completely unnecessary. And the entire raid was completely unnecessary, of course. But, you know, they've got their toys and they want to use them, so they did.
Well, also glad to hear that you're out of the hospital and that you seem to be doing better.
Yeah, congratulations on that, Joe. Thanks for coming back to us.
I can't walk or anything like that. I'm still struggling and stuff. I had like a 10-inch pipe put in my lower back and had my nerves. Yeah, I had all that stuff. That's why I was in the hospital for so long.
Well, we're glad you came back, man. Thanks for being out there.
Yeah, it's my favorite show to listen to.
Cool. What else did you want to share with us tonight besides just curious, you know, being curious about what happened to us? Is there anything else on your mind?
Oh, man, I'm really upset I don't hear all the regular guys and everything on there.
Yeah, me too. I miss Nobody. I'm not even allowed to talk to him. So under bail conditions.
And you guys live in the same duplex, right?
Well, he moved out, moved in with his girlfriend as soon as he got out of jail. So he was my neighbor, but now he's not directly next door to me anymore. But he's back in the Keene area from what I hear, and I would love to be able to see him and give him a hug. But I'm prohibited from doing that. If I do that, I will be put back in jail, and he will be put back in jail on his bail conditions.
And you guys got private attorneys, right?
We do.
Stuff like that. I mean,
yeah.
You're not going to try to defend yourself. Yeah, because I remember a lot of times you defended yourself.
Yes.
These are heavy-duty charges. You don't want to...
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Every time I've been charged with stuff at the state level, it's always been a misdemeanor or a violation.
Right.
I've always taken those cases myself. But this one, we do have private attorneys, and they seem to be pretty good, but it's going to be at least several more months before we see the inside of a courtroom. It's federal court, and it does not move quickly, and there's a huge amount of discovery in this particular case. Apparently, there's like 100,000 documents that our attorneys are going to have to go through. So it's an insane attack on the freedom to to help people find Bitcoin, to connect people with Bitcoin, and they hate Bitcoin and they want to take us down and they want to send a message, and we're not going to go down easy. That's for sure. We're definitely going to stand up and make it difficult for them.
Well, I'm going to put you all in my prayers and things like that, and hope that best for you. You don't serve any time or anything.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate you, man.
You
thanks
all.
For the call tonight. I appreciate
hearing
from
you.
And thanks for the kind words as well. The number is 603-283-6160. Unfortunately, that's the world we live in. The federal government gang hates cryptocurrency, and the reason they hate cryptocurrency is because it takes power away from them. It allows the individual to empower themselves and have the power of money, which historically the government has controlled. And now they are losing that control, and they're not happy about it.
Yep. I mean, the banks and the government work together to keep, you know, all the power in their hands together.
And that's exactly right. The banks are a huge part of this this particular case. You know, the government couldn't have made this case without the cooperation of the banks. So whatever their case is, we still haven't even seen all the evidence yet. So
Bitcoin makes banks pretty much irrelevant. I'm sure there's going to be like Bitcoin banking services.
They're working on it. The smarter banks are looking into Bitcoin. The smarter banks are, you know, dipping their toes in the water, and they're learning about it, and they're figuring out ways that they can offer cryptocurrency-related products to their customers. And I support them.
It should still be optional. Still be able to just, you know, have your Bitcoin in your own wallet and have your own keys.
But. And it always will be. And that's one of the things that really, really irks them, that people can now just opt out of their system of money, their scam system of money with a dollar, which is a total scam, top to bottom.
Pyramid scheme.
It's always going to lose value over time, whereas cryptocurrency can go up in value, and tends to, it seems like, over time. And if you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tom in Baltimore asks, is there a legal fund set up for contributions? I think there's something over at thecrypto6.com, but I'm not involved in it. And honestly, we're taken care of as far as attorneys are concerned, Tom. So thank you for asking. But
if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can join us and bring up what you want right here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. By the way, thanks to Gavin68, who is a member of the new Free Talk Live Amps Patreon, which we kicked off about a week or so ago. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com to learn more about the Patreon. It's very similar to the old amp program. It's just we had to blow up the old amp system, so we replaced it with this, amps.freetalklive.com. You can go to the old site, too, and it'll take you right there to our new Patreon page. And you can join and help us out, just like Gavin68 has done. We certainly appreciate the support. And you get some cool perks and some benefits for doing that. Again, thanks, Gavin68, over at amps.freetalklive.com. Ian and
Bonnie.
We're going to continue here, Bonnie. You've been sharing a story with us from the Mises Institute, three reasons why people should take secession seriously.
Yes, their first reason is that secession went mainstream, and they went over some numbers showing that overall secession is a more popular idea among younger people.
And those numbers have been going up as well. It's just general acceptance of the idea of secession has gone up quite a bit in just the last 5 years.
And yes, and then they started covering that secession is a more popular thing among younger people and gets less popular the older a person's age group is.
Correct.
And they said, in other words, the dogma of national unity is a dogma of older generations.
Mm.
Not only is secession increasingly mainstream, but it may well be the wave of the future as well. Meanwhile, members of Congress, including Iowa's Stephen Holt and Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene, now openly speak well of secession.
Hmm.
They wouldn't say this if they didn't think their constituents agree with them.
That's true. Politicians love to run out in front of a parade and act like they've always been supportive of whatever that parade is, whatever the issue is. They'll never do it unless there's a parade there. If there's just one guy walking down the street, politicians are not just going to completely ignore you. But if they feel
one
like there's
vote,
a movement, yeah.
Instead of many votes.
Yeah, if they feel like there's a movement, if they feel like there's support, they're going to be on board. And that's interesting. I didn't know that about, of course, I don't pay attention to D.C. politicians.
Yeah, I haven't heard about them either.
Glad to hear about it.
Moreover, we might measure the growth of the secessionist position by the number of pundits who now feel the need to condemn it.
Mm.
Once upon a time, secession was regarded as so out there that it scarcely deserved any attention at all. No longer. Nowadays, conservative beltway pundits feel the need to go on rants about it on Fox News.
Hmm. Good. You know, they say if you don't, if you take flack, you're over the target, basically. Or if you don't take flack, you're not over it. And so clearly people attacking the idea of independence means that they're threatened. They feel like they need to defend the empire.
Mm. The second reason is the leftist or the left unionists want to run your life. A second reason to take secession seriously is the fact that the left doesn't seem to be learning anything from the rise of separatism. Just as many Americans appear to be embracing a posture of opposition rule from the center, the left is doubling down on the idea that more local autonomy is not to be tolerated.
Mm.
A clear example of this is the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act introduced in the U.S. Senate. The legislation, if passed, would give Washington vast new powers in regulating and controlling how states conduct their own elections. Originally, of course, state governments had almost total control over how elections were governed and conducted within each state.
Mm-hmm.
This makes sense in a country that began as a collection of sovereign republics. Just as EU member states conduct their elections in a way that's locally controlled, the same was once true for the U.S. Now, over time, as in most areas, the federal government asserted more control.
Yeah, and I remember when I was in jail, I was listening to a local talk show on the Pulse of New Hampshire, which is like a three-station, or I guess they got technically five stations. But anyways, a large group of stations that simulcast here in New Hampshire. I was listening to the morning show, and he is the guy that hosts that show has been up in arms about this particular issue, about the federal government taking over local elections, setting rules for how the state of New Hampshire is supposed to do elections. And he even had, like, the New Hampshire Secretary of State on the show to explain why this is completely a violation of the New Hampshire Constitution. And, of course, I'm sitting there, you know, in the jail cell, completely locked down for 23 hours a day, wishing I could just call in and say, hey, look, secession's the solution here. You're not going to just vote power away from the federal government. You're not going to be able
especially when they start controlling how you vote.
Yeah. And they are taking over as much autonomy as they can from state governments, and electing more Republicans isn't going to change it. It's not going to make things better in Washington, D.C., and it never has.
Especially when Republicans can be bought by the federal government just as easily as left, see King Sununu.
Well, all you have to do is look at the Republican administrations. Look at the George Bush years where the Republicans were in charge of all of the federal government. They had the House, they had the Senate, they had George Bush in the presidency, and government got bigger. It didn't get smaller. You know, if you believe the government, the Republicans' statements on things, you think they're going to make the government smaller, because that's what they always say when they're not in power. But as soon as they get into power, they act just like the Democrats do. There's no difference between them. What else, Bonnie?
It says, over time, as in most areas, the federal government asserted more control. But with the Voting Rights Advancement Act, local control over elections would be virtually abolished, with most any changes subject to a federal imprimatur.
I don't know what that is.
Naturally, opposition to surrendering state elections to federal control is denounced as motivated by racism and other nefarious goals. And this is reflective of our left's opposition to secession and decentralization in general. The idea is we can't let those people run their own affairs because they're sure to use local prerogatives for evil. For example, when condemning secession in New York Magazine, Democratic strategist Ed Kilgore made it clear he has no intention of letting people do much of anything without federal oversight. He writes, "So might we drift apart more or less peacefully this time around? Possibly, but count me out when it comes to agreeing to a national divorce. How could I happily accept the accelerated subjugation of women and people of color in a new adjacent red America any more than abolitionists could accept the continuation and expansion of slavery, the slavery they hated?"
What a ridiculous statement. I mean, he's suggesting there that there are no black red staters, right? That there's nobody who's involved in Republican politics or whatever who is non-white.
Well,
and it's absolutely ridiculous. Anyone that's been to a Trump rally knows that there's a ton of people from all kinds of different, you know, geographic and racial backgrounds that support the right wing.
Yeah.
And they should have their place. They're not going to subjugate people. There's not a bunch of I don't get it. People think that there's a ton of like white supremacists out there, and I'm sorry, there's not. There's barely any of them, and most of them are on trial right now in Charlottesville.
You can make them cry very easily.
Yeah.
You can argue with them until they run out of the room.
Most of them are federal agents, frankly. Most of them are undercover federal operatives who exist only to try to gin up conflict between
people.
Believe. So it's a load. Look, is this guy in New York saying that he's going to invade those states? Because
he's going to go in there and physically stop people from doing whatever.
I mean, he can oppose it if he wants to. But the reality is, if there are enough people who say, "We're done," and walk away from the union, then there's nothing that can be done about it. There's nothing that the federal government or him sitting in New York is going to do about New Hampshire or Texas or you fill in the blank, those people walking away from it.
The best weapon to use against ideas you think are bad are good ideas.
That's
so
right.
Free speech. Just if you think that people have bad ideas, you should be free to tell them that.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you should be free to hold them down and make them do something
right. That's the hallmark of a bad idea is you have to have a gun to enforce it. There's more coming up here at 603-283-6160. Calls and talk.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with Pope Francis at the Vatican for their first official meeting and to address two issues, climate change and COVID-19. Biden arrived with First Lady Jill for the meeting. He told reporters that he and the Pope prayed for peace and that the topic of abortion was never raised during the meeting. The FDA has approved the Pfizer vaccine for kids. Dr. Janet Woodcock says the vaccine is both safe and effective.
Parents and guardians can rest assured that we conducted a comprehensive and rigorous evaluation of the data on the vaccine's safety and effectiveness, and that this vaccine meets our high standards.
The acting FDA commissioner says the vaccine was found to be 90.7% effective with no serious side effects. Next, the CDC will review the recommendation, and a rollout of the vaccine could begin by next week. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of Maine Governor Janet Mills' COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. The High Court denied a request to block the mandate. Three conservative justices, Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, and Clarence Thomas, dissented, taking issue with the mandate for not including a religious exemption. That was the crux of the lawsuit by healthcare workers who objected to the requirement. The Liberty Council, a national religious nonprofit, filed the lawsuit on behalf of 8 healthcare workers and 1 provider who said they rejected any medicine or procedure developed with or aided by the use of fetal tissue. The group said the mandate also violates First Amendment protections of freedom of religion. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who wrote a concurring opinion, said she voted with the majority because the case was brought up on the Supreme Court's emergency docket, and the justices didn't have full briefings or oral arguments. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, open phones if you want to join us. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about independence, secession of whoever wants to go should be free to go. And the fact is, if you just say so, that's all it takes. See, the thing is, there's all these people out there that say, oh, well, if you want to try to see, well, first of all, it was decided by the Civil War. Well, no, it wasn't. Peaceful secession was not decided by the Civil War. They didn't try peaceful secession back then. So we're talking about something completely different.
Abraham Lincoln repeatedly bombed Atlanta, Georgia, just to keep people in fear when there was no fighting going on.
He just, you know, completely wanted. Yeah, he put people in prison, news people. He put people to death just to keep the Union together. So, I mean, the dude was a psychopath, no doubt about that. And he didn't care about slavery at all. He said specifically that if he could keep slavery and keep the Union, he would have done that.
Yep. He used it as a tool.
Exactly. So, no, we didn't try peaceful secession. That's going to happen. That's where it's going. And no, you don't have to ask permission to leave. There's a lot of people who believe, well, you have to get 3/4 of the Congress to let you go.
It doesn't even make sense. You have to get your abusive ex-husband to agree to let you leave him.
Right. No one would see that as sane if it was a marriage, right? Like if somebody was being beaten by their abusive husband or wife and the person being beaten said, I'm gone, no one would say, whoa, whoa, did you ask your abusive husband if you could go first? Because if he says you can't go, then you can't go.
Yeah. Him and his family have to get together and 2/3 have to say yes.
No one would say that. And in this case, it really doesn't matter what Congress thinks. Because if the people of New Hampshire or the people of California or Texas, which are three of the, you know, I would say states that are the most further along in these movements, if those people say, we're done, it's over. But if they want to have a long, lengthy process like Brexit did, where it took years and years and years of politicking and discussing and discussing and politicking and going back and forth, and they can do that if that's what they want. Or they can take the New Hampshire approach, where the proposal on the table, the congressional, or not congressional, the...
Constitutional amendment
specifically says that we will be declaring independence upon the passing of that amendment. It's over immediately. That's the end of it. And then if you want to have a negotiation with the ex-spouse at that point about, you know, how to split up the baby or whatever, how to split the assets, the military bases, whatever other things that need to be split, fine, have that conversation after you pack up and walk out the door. So, Bonnie, you're sharing with us a Mises Institute story about three different reasons why secession should be taken seriously. And the first one is it's more popular now than ever.
Yep, it's mainstream.
Yep, and it's you know, the numbers are going up as far as the support is concerned. The second one is pointing out that the federal government continues to infringe upon states' rights, and the, you know, of course, as a libertarian, we don't believe, you know, I think most libertarians would agree states don't have rights. It's individuals that have rights. But the concept being that a state should be a sort of self-determining entity, and that the federal government shouldn't get to cram down its mandates. And now they're doing that with this voting thing where they, the federal government wants to take over state elections, basically.
Yeah, and the second, in the second issue, saying that the government is already infringing too much on states' rights, he's pointing out that the left is having to, it is mostly the left, is having to come out and condemn secession more, so that's a big reason to start taking secession more seriously. If people are taking it seriously enough that they're having to come out and try to make up any type of reason to make it sound like secession is a bad idea, that's how you know they're taking it seriously.
Oh, yeah.
And so he was quoting this guy named Kilgore from New York Magazine, Ed Kilgore, and he says...
And he's against secession, this guy.
Yes, he's a liberal. He says... So might we drift apart more or less peacefully this time around? Possibly, but count me out when it comes to agreeing to a national divorce. Oh, we all need to ask Ed Kilgore if we can do it. How could I happily accept the accelerated subjugation of women and people of color in a new adjacent red America any more than abolitionists could accept the continuation and expansion of the slavery they hated? Would it really be safe to live near a carbon-mad country in which the denial of climate change was an article of faith? And could I ever trust that a neighbor whose leadership and citizens believed their policies reflected the unchanging ancient will of the Almighty would leave our fences intact? So he's saying, am I really supposed to believe that if there's a Republican state next door to me that they wouldn't attack us?
Well, he's making it sound like he wants to attack them.
Yeah.
Right? He's making it sound like he couldn't live.
He wouldn't let them do what they wanted to do, yeah.
And I think that he would change his mind real fast when he realized that the Republicans in the state next door are probably going to be way more better armed. Because, like, they're generally way better armed than the liberals are. But to
also,
be fair,
of course, he is painting, you know, the average Republican in a light that I would say I don't see with the average Republican.
No,
oh, they want to subject women. I don't see
entirely
that.
Unfair and ridiculous. But further, I want to make sure it's clear, not every liberal is on this guy's camp, right? There's a bunch of them out in California that are absolutely in favor of secession. Because they understand they don't want to have a bunch of Republicans telling them what to do either.
Yep, it goes both ways.
And they understand that they're going to have a better livelihood. They're going to have more choices to do the things that they want to do, more self-determination. So when you look, there was a recent study done, I think it was this year, that showed a significant number of West Coast liberals support independence. And actually a decent number of them here in New England support independence as well. So this guy isn't surrounded by liberals that agree with him. There's a lot of them.
He's in New York.
Yeah, there's a lot of leftists who want to see secession as well. Anyway, go ahead.
Mises goes on to say, Kilgore can barely contain his contempt. He might as well be saying, if those red state troglodytes are allowed freedom, they'll surely embrace a racist and misogynistic dystopia that fills the air with poisonous fumes. These are religious zealots, after all. Anyone who doesn't...
So are believers in the state. They yep. are also religious zealots. The state is their god.
Anyone who doesn't want to live out his or her life as subject to the whims of men like Kilgore should take his few moments of candor as an ominous warning. These people will never happily accept self-governance outside Washington's purview because they quite literally equate it with slavery and the hatred of women. And that's just the people. I'm pretty sure that the politicians know that that's BS, and the politicians just use that to their favor to keep control. That's what they favor.
Well,
they favor
control. I equate being under the yoke of the federal government as slavery.
Yeah, it's literally slavery of us. It's literally murder of the people that we go to war with senselessly.
And I said that underneath the Republican administrations, too, just to be clear. I don't want it to sound like I'm some sort of right-winger. It was slavery under Bush, it was slavery under Trump, it was slavery under Obama, and it's slavery now under Biden, and it's never not going to be slavery, because the federal government is evil.
The fiat money system has always been a pyramid scheme.
Sure.
In other words, the more the left condemns secession in detail, as they must now do because dismissive scoffing no longer works, they only provide additional reasons for why secession is likely the only real solution to the national divide. Now the third reason. Now is the time to ask the difficult questions. Finally, the mainstreaming of secession means now is the appropriate time to start asking the difficult questions about how separation would actually take place. For example, the issue of nuclear weapons cannot be ignored, although the case of post-Soviet Ukraine shows it's not as intractable a problem as many people suspect. Moreover, the question of the national debt ought to be approached. It will likely also be necessary to admit that under all realistic scenarios, a partial default is the likely outcome either with or without secession.
Yeah, absolutely. And they almost defaulted a couple weeks ago. You know, they almost got to the point where they couldn't pay their debts. And they couldn't pay for the treasury bonds that were coming due. And that deadline got just kicked down the road a couple months. It's coming up again on December 3rd. So they're going to have to do something else. They're going to have to raise the debt ceiling.
Print a trillion-dollar coin.
Or print a trillion-dollar coin. More coming up here. If you want to join us, 603-283-6160. And we can continue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here. This is Free Talk.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD toll to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. In these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. You just have to get on the line. It's the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Talking about an issue that its time has come. Of course, I thought its time has come, you know, has been around for like, you know, decades. But finally, people are taking the issue of secession, of states declaring independence from the United States, and walking away from this abusive relationship for good. People are starting to take that seriously, and the Mises Institute is weighing in here. Bonnie, we're mostly through this piece, but there's more, I think, that you want to share?
Yes, with the last of the three reasons to take secession more seriously.
All right, let's go.
He was giving examples of lots of big questions that now need to be addressed now that...
Like, what about the military? What about nuclear weapons?
Yep. And he says, in real life, big political changes have a habit of occurring regardless of what the official planners want and what the official plans say.
Right. Look at the Berlin Wall coming down at the end of the Soviet Union. These things happened very quickly, and no one necessarily expected when those things were going to happen.
That is, events have a way of overwhelming what the elites think is the proper way of doing things. But fostering serious discussion now could help avert at least some unpleasant surprises in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, living in denial about secession won't improve things. And of course, the matter of secession is not one of if, but when.
Polities? I think it's like a political designation or something.
All polities come to an end at some point, either through disintegration or revolution.
Mm.
In many cases, the world improves when old states like the Roman Empire collapse. The fanciful America will last forever position is something that should seem plausible only to small children or the hopelessly naive.
Right. That's just not the history of the world. I mean, the history of the world, the history of government money, for instance, is they all fail. All governments fall. All government monies fail. And this government money is on a point of, you know, I don't know if it's a precipice. It's already fallen over the precipice at this point. It's just we don't know how fast they're going to inflate, but they're going to. They're going to keep the inflation coming, and people are going to lose faith in the dollar. And losing faith in the dollar means losing faith in the state, losing faith in the government if they haven't already. So all this stuff is coming. It's just a matter of time at this point. You ready for it?
Oh, yeah. Hope so.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. And I'm glad to hear people are, you know, discussing this in a serious manner. We're going to definitely keep talking about it here, especially as more developments happen here in New Hampshire. You know, I did mention the story, Bonnie, about Texas earlier tonight and Austin code enforcement. Apparently went out to mow the lawn of a home in an upscale neighborhood on Wednesday when, according to MSN.com, bullets began flying from inside the house.
And earlier in the show, we talked about me going to film our friend Lumpy when he went to the code enforcement of Keene's mm-hmm. office to give them a piece of his mind. They literally told us, "We're not threatening you." He said, you're coming to us, giving us these orders under threat that you'll come grab us and put us in jail. He said, we're not threatening you. This isn't a threat. And then they called the cops on him for talking too loud.
Yeah.
So there's cops surrounding him. Yes, but
clearly they are lying when they say that.
Yeah, the code enforcement of Austin literally shot somebody.
Well, it wasn't code enforcement that shot him. It was the police.
Well, they probably called the police, got the police involved.
What began as a routine enforcement of a local ordinance quickly devolved into a five-hour standoff, say police. By the end of the day, the resident was dead and his house engulfed in flames.
Oh, my God.
So, the whole... The whole claim behind you got to cut your lawn, you know, you can't let your yard grow beyond 6 inches or whatever. There's some sort of arbitrary length that some city council there in Austin at some point put into to the code. And their ostensible reason is beautification, right? They don't want some ugly yard with, you know, a bunch of grass growing out of control and rats running in and out of the grass and snakes. And, you know, there's reasons why
it looks much better with blood splatters and
a burnt down house.
Yeah.
This wasn't the first trip city officials had made to deal with the unkempt yard on Pinckney Lane. It was an ongoing issue, they said, and officials had tried to fix it several times before. Austin Police Chief Joseph Chacon said during a Wednesday evening news conference, but the problem persisted, which led them to get the warrant, quote, to make sure there wasn't any further safety consideration for that house or for other houses, and go ahead and mow the grass, said the chief. The incident began about 9:15 in the morning when Austin police officers accompanied the city's code enforcement officials. So the cops were there from the beginning to a two-story home in a neighborhood in the southwestern part of the city. The homeowner's grass was overgrown, and officers were there to serve a warrant that authorized the workers to tame the lawn without the owner's permission. So apparently they need a warrant to just mow the lawn there. Everything was going smoothly until the one-hour mark when someone inside the house shot at officers, Chacon said. Unscathed, the officers retreated, got other city workers to safety, and called for backup. SWAT team arrived 20 minutes later, along with mental health professionals and a crisis negotiator. The standoff had begun for several hours.
Why wouldn't they just leave? Why wouldn't they answer,
they don't
make the most sense to just leave? I mean, I wouldn't ever shoot at a police officer. I would never...
First of all, that's what they claim, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So, did this guy actually shoot at the cops, or did they say that he shot at the cops?
I'm just saying, I don't condone shooting at another person for mowing their lawn, but
right.
If you got shot at because you're on somebody's property mowing their lawn, why wouldn't the smartest thing to do be just leave?
They can't do that, Bonnie, because they're trained to escalate. They're not trained to de-escalate situations. That's what somebody who, you know, wanted to de-escalate a situation would do. They would just leave. They would. Well, of course, they never would have gone in the first place, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you actually cared about
de-escalation. With a bunch of
thugs. Right.
In tow.
So they escalated the situation, number one, by showing up there with armed men and forcing unwanted lawn care services on this man. And by the way, I think they bill you for it, if I recall, you know, how these code enforcers work. It's like if they show up and they have to mow your lawn due to some city ordinance.
And it apparently took an hour.
They said, yeah, they well, I mean, if it's an overgrown lawn, it could absolutely take more than an hour to do that. In fact, it was they were still mowing when the one-hour mark came around. So for several hours, the police tried to coax the man out of the house, but failed to do so. Around 3:20, the man allegedly fired more shots at officers who were behind his house, and police responded by sending a robot inside. Its camera showed a fire was quickly spreading throughout the house. Now, do you think this guy set his own house on fire?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, what are the odds? Why would you set your own house on fire? I mean, I understand the argument is this man's crazy, he's shooting at police, so maybe he's crazy enough to set his own house on fire. But, you know, they also wanted you to believe that the Waco compound burned down due to the people inside, burning down the compound on themselves. And the conspiracy theory is, and I think there's, you know, a lot of good evidence for it, that the federal government burned down the Waco compound, that they lit the fires. Because, again, why would you burn down your own home on yourself?
Why would you take trophy pictures in front of the burned-down Waco buildings if you didn't do it yourself? Like,
then,
you're all proud of it.
More gunshots. For the next 20 minutes, police kept trying to convince the man to come out, even as the blaze inside was growing. The chief said, thinking the flames and smoke had killed the man, police had city firefighters advance to extinguish the blaze, but their hunch was wrong. At 3:39, the garage
door... Wait, so they didn't go in and save him? They were just waiting for it to kill him?
Yeah, pretty much. At the garage door opened and the man stepped out with weapons in hand, said the chief. A SWAT officer who's been with Austin police for 8 years shot the man. He collapsed to the ground after disarming him. Officers tried to save him. I bet they didn't try real hard. And he later died at the hospital. Police would not identify him, describing him as being in his 50s, saying they would release his name only when they'd notified the next of kin.
We're trying to help you. We're trying to help you.
Stop resisting.
We're trying to help you.
The Austin Code Department received 2 complaints regarding the property in 2020 and handled 3 separate cases about it this year. In April, one of those cases went before an administrative judge who fined the owner when he didn't appear at the hearing. In March, the city cut the grass and weeds on the property without a problem. In August, they notified the owner he'd violated the code by letting the grass grow more than a foot tall and ordered him to cut them within a week. Failure to correct the condition by the above deadline may result in city action to clean the property at your expense. And boy, was it at his expense. Now he's dead. And now the house is a burned-out husk. So I hope his neighbors are happy. I mean, I hope his neighbors who called the police about this man and snitched on him to the code enforcement department are happy. Because now the blood's on their hands, as far as I'm concerned. They called the cops in on this man, and the cops did what cops do. They escalated the situation until a peaceful man who had not harmed anyone is now dead.
They're painting the grass red. They're painting the grass red.
Out of time for tonight. You can join us tomorrow night online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features there, including our Matrix chat server, which you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners anytime, day or night. Head over to chat.freetalklive.com to do that. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD. Gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.